The Malva, the lender, already was magdished and sold it. He bring it to the Malva because it's Malva. Abaye Omar Mafra will go in it. Even the Motazine of the Pare is Galamirsel Mafra, the Mikorin Pirshusa of the Koi, the Shapir Agdish, the Shapir Zol. The Roman Omar Mikan will have a go in. Gave the Loaver the Zuza and the Sadik Lip the Zuza. Stark of the Ashtaka. So we mentioned in the Gemore. Mevuler in the Gemara that Abaye holds the Mafreya Ugoive that the Malve is Magdishet Tzal. About the only if he's in the hand is Goive. He's not Goive in the hand, so we don't say the Mafreya Ugoive. But if he was Goive in the hand, so even if he was Magdishet before, it's Tzal. This is Shittas Abaye, the Mafreya Ugoive. Even if he was Magdishet before, it's Tzal. And the pshat in the Gemara is one of the two. If without what we said in the shiurim, the way among the gelalim pshat, so it means that the malve was magdishet. Then a month later, the malve went and collect the land. So we say lemafreya, it says back. A year back, it's already his. And the man of the Hekdish is Chal. He sold it. A year later, he goes and collects it. Le Mafreya hu goyve. Le Mafreya it's his. And the man of the Chal. This is the Pashtus of Gemara. This is the Pashtus of Gemara. What we said, the Malve goes, he takes an alvoya, his friend comes, he wants to borrow money, he lends him $100. And then he goes and he's magdish the karka and he's magdish the sodev, the person that borrowed him the money. Later he goes and collects it, and we say it's chal. Ah, it was not his then. Omar Abaye le mafreya hu goyve is mizbarer. But later in the gvir that the karka was his, and even that he made the meisa akdosha earlier, it's chal. The mafreya hu goyve. This is the gemara be'etzem. This is the gemara be'etzem. Lefi what we said in Shir, it's not the pshat that he was magdishet then, and then when you goyve le mafreya it was his. Mafreya we said, it's not his the whole time. The tomorrow le mafreya is his. This was the whole hesbo we said in Shir. But the pshat is, the malve goes and lends money to the other person, and then when he goes and he's magdish the karka, the loyve, the bow. Now, what is Magdish? He's not Magdish today. He's Magdish, what he will have in 2 months, is Magdish. Abaye Omar Lemafreya or Goive, when he collects it, Lemafreya, the tomorrow is already his. When he collects it, Lemafreya, the future, the Topshina in Zion is already his. So he has the Koyach now to be Magdish, the Topshina in Zion. But now that he's Magdish today, today, even Lemafreya will never be his. Only the future Lemafreya will be his. One of them zogt Abaye Lemafreya hu goyve. And Rava holds no. Even later, from then it will be his. But not Lemafreya, from now he will own that time. The Mele, if you Rava, it's not Kaddish. But either way, either with Abshad or without Abshad, Abaye Omar Lemafreya hu goyve. And Rava Omar Mikan Velehaba hu goyve. The Rav Omar Mikan Belehaba Hu Goyve. And the Gemara says, we're Medayek already, that Omar Rav my time. Rav explains why. Kevon Dilu Havel Izuza Mesalik Bezuza Ishtakach De'ashtok Lekoni. Rav says that Be'etzem he's masking with Abaye. That is a svara to say that Lemafreya the future belongs to him, or Lemafreya belongs to him. Aval came on the Lohave Lezuzah and Mesalik Lezuzah. The Mele, it's felt in the Maisikini and it's felt in the Shaloi. The Mele, it's not called in the Shaloi. We see that the Pashas, Be'etzem, Rav agreed with Abaye. You just have to have a Svore, Ilohave Lezuzah and Motsi Mesalik Lezuzah. This is the reason we don't say that it's Shaloi. This is the Gemara. So I want a little bit to miss out on the vote. The reason I want to mention is the Shemi Orev, the Nachal Yitzchok. So it's brought down, it's a Sefer Dvar Shmuel, and Psochim, he brings him down. The Shemi Orev. He asks the following question. He says like this. In the beginning of the Sugya, we said, when the Loiva is Magdish, the Bauer, the one that owns the Karka, is Magdish. And then the Malvi goes and collects it. Like Moses says, Kula Alme Le Pligi, the Osi Malvi, the Torifle, the Osi Hegdesh, Osi Hegdesh, the Osi Malvi, the Torifle, the Osi Malvi, the Torifle. The Malvi can take it. Loimi Boye Lefi Abaye, because the Mafreya belongs to the Malvi, so you can take it out from the Lekuchas. Even Lefi Rove, we said the Malvi could take it from the Lekuchas. Why the Malve could take it from the Lekuchas even Lefi Rove? The reason the Malve could take it from the Lekuchas, Rashi said, because it's Eina Birshusay of the Loive to sell it. So while it's Eina Birshusay of the Loive to sell it, this is the reason the Malve has a koyach to come and collect it from the Lekuchas. Why it's Eina Birshusay? Why it's Eina Birshusay of the Loive to sell it? Why? Says, why is Eilu B'shusay? Why is Eilu B'shusay? Why is Eilu B'shusay of the Loiv? What? So explain. Try to explain even better. Why is Eilu B'shusay? Why is Eilu B'shusay of the Loiv?
B'shusay is one person.
What? B'shusay
is one person.
So maybe why?
No, because the Malve has a schus in it. So
what he has a schus, take it.
Yeah.
Well, the Malve can take it. It's Eilu B'shusay. Frank the Nachal Yitzchok, so how Abaye could say that the Malve is already his? Why? The Mafreya, he could collect it. Oh, but the Loive could pay him off with money? The Loive doesn't want to give him the Galka, he could pay him off. So the Loive has a way that it will not be his? So why is that Eilu B'shusay, how he could sell it? Why the Malve could sell it with Abaye? Say it's Eilu B'shusay. The Loive could put sticks in his wheels. He will pay him and he can't. Why the fee? Again, the Loive owns the Karka and Lamed Amud Beis. And, okay, so Abaye holds the Mafreya when the Malve will collect it, he never owned it, so the Loive could never sell it. Makes sense. Rava says he will never own the Mafreya. So why the Loive can't sell it? But it's Eilu B'shusay. While the other guy has rights to come and take it. So it's felt in the B'shusay, it's not in my Shlita. I don't have it completely. It's enough to stop me from having a koyach to sell it. It's enough to stop me from selling it. It's enough. That is enough to have a koyach to stop me. If that is enough to have a koyach to stop me, the fact that the other person could come and collect it for me, Frank the Nachal Yitzchok, so come and turn it around. Abaye holds my friend, I understand. Well, we said before that the Loive can't sell it because tomorrow it'll be his. Makes sense. Oh, but why the Malve could sell it? You're right. The Mafreya, we found out that it's his. But it's the guy that has ways to stop him. Why was the Loive was the real owner? Was the real owner. Even so, while the other person has a check. So you're right, it's not his. Rava holds it's not the Mafreya belongs to the Malve, but it's enough that the Malve could come and play around to make it that it's Eina Birshusi, She'eina Gdei She'egdesh, Ve'ein Mechiros in Mechir. Frank the Nachal Yitzchok, so let me get back here. The Abaye holds the Mafreya will go, and the Malve has a right to sell it. I understand that the Malve stopped the Loive, that makes sense here with Abaye. Firova was Mechudosh, that it's Eina Birshusi. But now the Gemara says, keep Ligi. When the Malve wants to sell it, when the Malve wants to be Magdish, Rabbi holds he can't, he's not an owner. And Abaye holds no, he's an owner. You're right that he's an owner. It's Shalei. I'm asking it's Shalei. But it's Eina Birshusay, Frank the Nachal Yitzchok.
Where is
it? Shalei, when I own a car and you steal the car, what happens? It's Shalei, but it's Eina Birshusay. Now it's Shaloi of the Malve, the Mafreya is Shaloi. But it's Eina Birshusay, he did not have a shlita in it. It's Shaloi, the Mafreya, we found out that it's Shaloi. But he didn't have a fully control. And the end is, you know who says it? Rabbi Kimat says it. Rabbi even thinks that the shalachi came on the heaven and Zuzi Motzi Padele. Rabbi says it even shares the shalachi. So I understand that Abaye doesn't hold from Rabbi that it shares the shalachi. But Frank the Nachal Yitzchok, why it doesn't share the Bereshusoi? Doesn't help to say Lemafreya. It doesn't help to say that it's Lemafreya. But it was not controlled by him. The Loiva is the owner and the garden. We say, even though he's a full owner, Rabbi does not have Lemafreya. Later it becomes Abavarim. Now it's not 100% controlled because someone could take it. Even though it's not going to fall pain, he will not take it. Abavarim, he could take it. It's already a check. And it's enough to make it ain't a bishusay. Listen, I said it's too posh to turutzi. If it's posh, you can say. If it's not posh, I said I'm too posh to turutzi. The fellow I now want to say the good to turutzi. I mean. Frank the Nachal Yitzchok in the same Gemara. Nachal Yitzchok said, without Rashi, I'm not asking such questions. Who said that this is called ain't a bishusay? Ain't a bishusay when the ganef runs around and I can't catch him. I'm asking. I didn't say that it's Eino B'Shusay. But Rashi made up Eino B'Shusay. I don't talk about Rashi, I don't want to say something. Very Shvara Rashi. But Siddhar Zah Rashi. Frank and Achalitza just copy it and go to the next sugya. Why in the next sugya? Only if it's Rashi. On Rashi, we're not asking. This is not, the Lama Shana Rabban Abai, Rashi is making up Svoros in the cup. If Rashi made up and up,
says makes it any shalois, I was it, the fuchs and the shoes, I might go to avoid it. Some established on
that. But if that svore is glad, Rashi. I'm sure if Rashi said it in Robert. Rashi says a svore at himself, in his own svore. Now that is called Eino Birshus. If Rashi says the svore, Rashi had to say the Zal Bezach Lefi Abai. So I want to answer you two Poshta Tirutzi. One, Chatz, a good Tarek, someone even better. One teretz is that it's not exactly the same. In the first case, it's not stam that the guy could check me. The guy has rights in the chayfetz. I owe him the money. And he can take it. And if I don't pay him, I can't stop him. So the shibut, till Abaye holds this mamash no mafreya, Rabbi holds that shibut is not so stam, but it's enough that it tells me betziruf that he could take it. In the second case, it's not that the loiva has a shibut. That's the shibut to the malvele mafreya. You're right. If the loiva will play the game right, it will not happen. Playing the game right doesn't make it ain't a b'shusay of the malvele. And the first case, you're right that he's the owner.
The owner is better than
shibut. But Abaye holds the mafreya. He's not the owner. No. But Abaye holds the mafreya. He's not the owner. Here's the difference. Abaye holds the mafreya. He's not the owner. So the Mafreya and the Malve is the owner. What you're asking, but the lady could play. Playing doesn't make any b'shusa. In the Reisha, in our Sugya, it's Chayav Yibur. That is another Svora that we'll get this. Why is that Masku? The Nachal Yitzchok is not asking it's a Svora of Rabbi here. That we have to know what Rabbi meant. I didn't hold him that svara. We ask him, my shno mikan. My shno. That this was called Eino Birshusoi because Yedem had a right to take it. Here I have a right to stop it. Come on, put us in the words of the Nachal Yitzchok. And Lamed Amud Beis, Yedem has a right to take it. Rabbi holds this Eino Birshusoi. And Lamed Aleph, Yedem has a right to stop it. Why that doesn't make Eino Birshusoi? But about the Kishikasha and the Nachal Yitzchok. Zog the Nachal Yitzchok, I imagine he says it. Zog the Bell, the tenets is, well, Yerim could stop play a game and stop it. Someone is able to shoot it. Now it's mine. Yerim could change. Person has a chayfis. I'm a Nashi Yil Bukshomim. Does the guy could bring the rain, not give it? Doesn't make it ain't a Bishus. And Lamed, it's forget. Yerim is Bishubit to Yerim. Rabbi Abaye holds because of that the Mafreya belongs to Yedem. Shuvah to Yedem, it doesn't belong to Yedem. But the Maisa, Yedem could take it. Yedem could take it. The Tziruf that Yedem could take it. And also it's Meshuvah to him, this makes it Eino Birshusa. This makes it Eino Birshusa. That Tziruf of both of these things together. That Yerim could take it, and it's Meshuvah to him. Mashaink and an Arasugi. This is one svar. But Behemes, The few we're learning yesterday, the kasha heim tzach nishon. The kasha heim tzach nishon. Why the kasha heim tzach nishon? Rava never said that the fact that the other person could take it makes it ain't a bishus. Rava never said that it makes it ain't a bishus. Rava said if he will collect it later, the future is ain't a bishus. Remember, this is what we answered in the choice. Till the future is mine. Rava never said that when the person could take it, it makes it ain't a bishus. When he will collect it, that time that his shibud is active, when the due day comes and he collects it, and that time Abaya holds is his already, Rava holds it's ain't a bishusi, and that time. But until then, Avada is bishusi. So we're going to Daf Lamed Aleph, what happened here? Abaya holds lemafreya, it's mine. What we ask him, but the guy can pay him. Say that? Pay him doesn't make it ain't a bishusi. The whole ain't a bishusi, if you really like Mikzois, that Rashi said, stop. It's ain't a bishusi because one day the guy could collect it. So then the Nachalitzach was asking, he was coming from that kind of mismanage. Rashi said, every time someone collected it, it's a problem. So he says, if someone collected it, I could stop it. Well, why, what is the difference? Collect it or stop it? Both sound the same. But if you would be saying, and there's a Rashi when someone could collect it, it's Eina B'Rashusi. When is the Maisik Via? And that day already becomes his. So Abaya holds, so that Shibud already was active Lemafreya, it's Mamishes. And Rava says, and the future, and the 2017, and that day when he's collecting it, so Abaya holds, it's already his from then, and I can't sell it. And Rava says, it's already his Eina B'Rashusi then, from now to that time, because he already collected it. But Stam, before he collected it, the fact that I had a right, that for sure Rava never said. So we made it that the Arasukya, and when Abaya said to Mafra or Goive, what were we asking? But the guy couldn't have paid in that day. You could ask, you could not ask. This is what Rava asked Abaya. Then no Shaykh has entered to the Tzaytah. He was coming from the same Bismedrash of the Tzaytah. As a Rashi, and Lamed Amud Beis, that every time when the other person has a Shibud, it's Eina B'Rashusi. So he says, if that is Eina B'Rashusi, then the guy can pay, it's for sure Eina B'Rashusi. From that, that question came. From the same Nusach of learning the Rashi, should be the ganze Zeit. From the minute that we know that it's anders, that is a Chisorim, so Mele is no Kash. Now, Lam is then the Rashi. Keep ligi the agdish malchi betoy chazman es hakarka amishubet loy velo higdish es hachoy elo hakarka behashtuk shigi hazman beloy proze vu bo ligvoysu min aloyve choy zo bo min ahegdish kemi behabalei de loyve bim hazman av mesalik mi lemalve min hakarka bezuze ishtakar shelo hoyo hakarka kom lo yadayin. So the Achronim Amedaik the Rashi, he pligi again. Something more. Where is the Machlekes Abaya Merode? When the Malvin was Magdishit, the lender was Magdishit. So Rashi, he pligi the Agdish Malvin betoy chazman. Why betoy chazman? He pligi the Agdish Malvin betoy chazman, beacher hazman, and then he collects it. Rava holds, it's only his from future. The Mele, the Hegdish is not Chal, he was Magdish Dovah Shalei Bolir Shusay. Abaya holds, the Mafreya, it was his, so the Hegdish is Chal. Rashi is Magdish Betoy Chazma. The Mesimus, as Meram is already in Kuf Tzadik Tes, the last line in Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, is Meduyik in Rashi, that so you could have said Balabadish. What is our question? He was Magdish it before he collected it. And Bemele, Lefi Rove, and then he collected later. Bishaz Magdish is Gornish, and Lefi Abaya, when he collects it, Lemafreya, it's like the Magdish is Chav. And Rashi says, Betoy Chazman. And we had the same Rashi in Lamed Amud Beis. Rashi says, Kolei Chedah Agdish Loi Menechoso, Betoy Chazman. Here you could say Mehim Lav Dafka. There is a Ganze Dibur HaMaskel. There's nothing else written in that Dibur HaMaskel. Only the words B'tei Chazman. So the point of that Nesivis brings down about Atrumas. But Atrumas says a huge chiddush that the Ganze Machlekes Abaye V'Rove is B'tei Chazman. I give someone a halvoah, I lend the money for a month. Then I don't pay. The month passes, I don't pay. 5 years, I don't pay. Then he goes to collect. So if I was magdished in the first month, lefi abaye it's chal, because later when he collects, lemafreya it's his, and lefi rove it's not chal. But if the hekdesh was after the month, so if I collect it later, rove is moide that we say lemafreya, not from the beginning, but from after the month. From after this man, Rabbi is made it to Abaya that we say in the Afriyah. Shchanoch and Amazayat brings down B'Shem Yeshayimri, and this is the way the Nesivas brings down in the end of Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, Asidaz HaShitas Balatrumas, and they want to say that this is Shitas Rashi. Avada Belongas, it means a lot of Pshat. And Rabbi explained that the reason that he doesn't like Abaya's Pshat was because Ilu Avel Yezuzah and Motzi Mesalik Le Bezuzah. And we mentioned already that Tesis in Bobe Kamel Amit Gimel says that in a place that you cannot be Mesalik Le Bezuzah like Shol Tam, Tesis says it in Bobe Kamel Amit Lamed Gimel Amut Beis and Gittin Daf Mem that B'Shol Tam Sheyev Shol Lesalik Le Bezuzah Roive Moide Le Abaye De Amrine Le Mafreya U Goive Vav he can't be Mesalik Le Bezuzah. So we say lemafreya ugoim. So the ganze reason Rabbi is cholik and Abaye is because I've emotzi mesalik lebezuzah. So lechura, even if the hekdesh is leachar hazman, not the toich hazman, are vayter the loyve could every day mesalik the malve bezuzah. Till the minute of the gvir, the loyve could be mesalik the malve bezuzah. So the reason that Rabbi is cholik and Abaye is because of emotzi mesalik lebezuzah, mali betoich hazman, mali leachar hazman. So below this, it needs a lot of hesper. What is the avonah to say that Rove will be moide b'chai gavne that we say lemafreya ugoiv? That needs a lot of hesper be'avonah. Why Rove will be moide ta'abai? Oh, but this was some achroin you want to medayik in Rashi. Rav Nochem didn't like this diuk so much. He said in the end of Rashi by us, it's mashma not like that. Especially in looking at the Ibrahim Aschel, Kevon di lohava lezuzah leloive, ביום הזמן, אבל מסלק לי למעלה מן הקרקע בזוזה. השתקח שלא היו הקרקע קונו לו ידיים. אלו עכשיו, כשהוא גוי ואויסטרי, בחוי ואי נכנס לו. משמע אמרה שאם לאחר הזמן, or tomb we're talking exactly ביום הזמן, משמע אמרה שאם 2-3 days later after the זמן, עכשיו כשהוא גוי ואויסטרי, אי נכנס לו. משמע אמרה שהיא only now, not from before. Not from before. As it's mashma in Rashi. I the diuk in Rashi. So why Rashi says twice b'toy chazman? So it's three tirutzi. One teretz we call it lav dafke. But the second teretz is could be Rashi wanted to say rivusa le'abay. That le'abay we say le'mafreya even b'toy chazman. But Rove doesn't hold for the mafreya ugoive. But Abaye that holds the mafreya ugoive, it's not only think after this man. Kimot zimne veloitare. Then loshna gemore is mashma shtig like the balatrumes. Abaye omar. Kevon de mot zimne veloitare is gal milsa de le mafreya de miikore bershusa avekoy. But Shadis mot zimne he was goive. But that we will not have such a mistake, Rashi said. I saw once in a sefer, I can't find it now, that wanted to say that could be avada. It's leachar. Rashi says b'teich hazman for a different reason. If the hekdesh was leachar hazman, listen to this chiddush. If the hekdesh was leachar hazman, ken zayin that the ma'ase hekdesh will be a ma'ase gvir. After it's money, only money I could collect. How I collect? So the answer, I have to go to Beis Din. But it could be if I make a Maisa Akdoshe, and kolayche the ise begave the rachmona ise, that alone will be a maise gvir. So there will be chal saile abaye saile rove.
I
said again, you have a choice to pay me, yeah?
You don't have to pay
me. I give you a choice, I'm running after you for a year. 1-2 years. Then you don't go, I go with a stick and I go in, and it's fine, right? So the Achar Asman could be that when I do the Maisa Geboe, those talenas, you have to check it in the Sugyas, if Sidah Zazach, to consider it that it's a Maisa Gvir or not. I say, but Ken Zayn to me, Yashav the Rash. Mikol Bukoim, back to the Rash. So that's in the sugi here is glad. It's two ores that we have to go over in the sugi here. We have to master both of them. There's one ore pshat. I'm starting from the second ore that I want for the sugi. Another ore. How the kinyan is chalim afreya. The sfasemis is kasha. The nesimis is the sfasemis is the beginning of the sugi. How lefi abaye I understand the afreya on koyin. But how it's his. You know, when you want to buy a house, kesef, shtar, chazok, it's a ganze avoida. I call it, mishiche, him kiddushin, you're busy the whole day, how to make kinyanin. Here you lend someone money, and then later he doesn't pay you, you take the house, I understand, the minute you took the house, you took it. You know, it's mine for a year ago. What was the maizik inyan? But how is going it? Tell me, how is going it? What was the maizik inyan? Tell me, what was the maizik inyan? What is the maizik inyan? What?
Yalbar
itself. What is the maizik
inyan? Gave him money.
What is that? Kiyan kesef? Don't talk! Kesef? So the Sfas Emes wanted to say kinyan kesef, and the Nesivis wanted to say kinyan kesef. And this developed six kashas. One zach, karka niklas bekesef, metautili minat koyin bekesef, right? And our sugya, the Gemara later, will shnell it to Hametz. Yeah, the karka is not being the mekes. The tatum are not being the mekes. So the Sfasema says, Rabbi Yechanan, the Reisim, where it's and here it's not Shaykh, because if it gets burnt, he has to give him different money, so he will not tell him, this is Fuchitecha Ba'aliyo. I got to Cheshboinus, but the Sfasema is that. Second kasha, Frek Devel, if you learn like the Sfasema, and the Nesivas and Simon Reish Tzadik Tess, and Rav Kiddur Eger, the Shulchan Aruch there, that it's mitzad the Kinyan Kesef, what would be a karka that the Loive bought a week after the Alvor, right? I lend someone $1 million. I could collect this house. The value doesn't have a house. 2 years later, he bought a house. Now he doesn't pay me. I could take that house? I lend you money, you don't pay me. A year later, you bought a house. My wife, you don't pay me. I could collect the house? Why not? What? Now it's Meshubit for sure. The Ikni, Avada is Meshubit now. But it's Meshubit. About everything that you own is Meshubit to me. But then you will not say, Well, 10 times in Shas, it says. So it's 9 times. Then it says that he could be coined it. Avada, the Ikni is Meshubit. There's no shame about it. But the Shaila did you not have them affair because there was no key against them. So the Yana Aradas, we just only proving that it's not Emes. A third cash of Frank Devels. We said that Balatrume says that Rome is Moide, that from the Achar Asman you say them affair, right? When was the key against them? This means no. Bishlein, when I gave the money, was the key against them. But if you Rome, it's not mine. But if I don't pay, after the Zman, we said about Atrumas, but back in Rashi, we say Le Mafreya from the Achar Zman. Where's the Kinyan Kesef from that time? Where's the Kinyan Kesef? No. When I, Lefi Abaye, when I give the money, I make a Tnai. If in the end you don't pay me, I'm going to be Kesef. But Lefi Rabe, I'm not making a Tnai. Although I did make a Tnai, no loss. After the Zman, I don't pay, so we say to my friend from after this one. If it's the Kinyan Kesef, how the Kinyan Kesef will be chal? Another shaila is, if it's the Kinyan Kesef, so why if the karka becomes more expensive, the piroin goes to feed the day of the payment, not the mafreya. The moshul, I gave you $100, your house was worth $100. Then 10 years you don't pay me, I go to collect. Your house is worth $1 million. I can't take the whole house. I only take a portion. Why? I bought it then. Now it's mine. You can't buy it to use it. It's yours to use, but I'm the owner. It's yours to use, but I'm... So how the kinyan works? So this is what I'm trying to figure out. Where's the ma'aseh kinyan? So maybe it's easier to say. I said, "Shki kinyan kiss." For every name, I'll give you one kash. What?
You're only kind of the dominant in the house.
Not the house. Sidaz Akinian. That's what we want to know. So we're trying to figure out where is the Ma'is Akinian. Frank Reb Shimon and Ma'arichas Akinyonim, it's brain. It came over the Reise and brain. You can't make a Zakinian if I will decide tomorrow to be Chal or not. So this is one Shaila, how it's Chal. How the Ma'is Akinian is Chal. But if we have time, we'll get back to explain how the Ma'asekinim is chal. You have to know the Sfasemis brings down here, and the Sivis, it's chal be kinyan kesef. But about it, we have to explain it's different, it's not kinyan kesef. But about Azay Zog the Sfasemis within the Sivis. But I want, before this Ore, first to learn the Rashi of the Sukh. Lama learn the Rashi. Ki pligi ve'ag nishmar ve'betoi chazman es hakarka ve'shuvet lo'i, ve'lo higdish es achoi. Velo Higdish Sachoy, Elo Hakarka. Rashi has a problem. Rashi says the guy was Magdish the Choyv, and he was not Magdish the Karka. Sorry. He was Magdish the Karka and not Magdish the Choyv. As Meduik in Rashi, that Lo Yetzir is Magdish the Choyv, then what? Fine, if he's Magdish the Choyv, so what is Meduik in Rashi? What is Meduik in Rashi? Rashi says Higdish is a karka velo Higdish is a choy. Is Meduik in Rashi, if he was Magdish the choy, then what? Sai lefi Abaye, Sai lefi Rove, it will be Kodesh. How it will be Kodesh? Not Miyad. When he will collect it, it will become Kodesh. Why? So one of the two. The Pshat is, the Choyv is Kodesh. So when I collect it for the Choyv. So automatically it becomes Kodesh. Or when I Magdish the Choyv, I Magdish the Shibud. So when it's collected, this is the Shibud, but maybe it's Kodesh. But as I state in Rashi, so in Rashi we're not talking that he was Magdish the Choyv. He was only Magdish the Karka. But he was not Magdish the Choyv. Rashi is Lishitos in Ksuvis Daf Nun Vav that you could Magdish a Choyv. As a Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Nun Vav, a person owes someone money, he wants to sell it to his friend. He makes a king in Sudan. I owe him $1 million. The guy he goes over with his friend, take a kinyan, now he owes you. Someone owes me $100. I don't want him to pay me. I said he will owe you. He can make a kinyan. Rashi says it doesn't work. Why? Ain't matbea nikne bechalid. Choyv is called a matbea. I'm not going into it now. Ve'ein matbea zok teisus and ksuvus nunvov. Not because of that. Choyv is double she'ein b'mamish, she'ein b'irshusoy. You can't sell a choyv. Rashi learns you could sell a choyv. So don't say it in Rashi. Machlekes Abaye ve'rov in our sugye is on the karka. So Abaye holds, eventually, Lemafreya, the land is mine. So Keilu, I'm the owner, Lemafreya, when I will collect it. So I could Magdish the Karka. I could sell the Karka. Rava holds, this Karka now is not mine. It's his. I can't be Magdish. But if I would be Magdish what he owes me, then for sure it will be Kodesh. When they will collect it, the Choyv will be Kodesh. So if the Choyv is Kodesh, the Karka will be Kodesh. It's not what happens, of Drash. The fifth thesis could be, you could never do that. You can't be Magdish the Choyv. But Rashi came and he was Magdish. But the sugi here is handling that he was Magdish the Karka, and not that he was Magdish the Choyv. But Lo Yetzir Magdish the Choyv is no Machlekes Abaye v'Rove, but he will collect it, it will become Kodesh. Again, thesis could be held, and there's no way to do it anyways. This is the Pshat HaGemara. So what he was Magdish? The peace. Abaye holds the mafreya, he owns the owner and the piece. And Rava holds, he's not the owner and the piece. The piece he bought later. They owe the money, but the piece. So the akdosha is the piece, Not the choyv. This is the Adgosha in Rashi. Till here it's clear. The Ktsois and Simen Samachvov Sifkotten Beis is Merames. There is a thesis in Bobe Basra Daf Ein Vov Amud Beis that learns our sugya different. Now this thesis is Sisrei Teire, and we'll try at least to be mekarevin to how much that we can understand. It's the halacha: if someone owes someone money, you can't sell it b'kinyan agav, b'kinyan chalipin. We said ein matveh nikne b'chalipin, or it's in the ear, you can't sell it. But as a gemara, is a way that we call it mechira shtoris. Now I'm selling the choy. I have a shtar. Reuven owes me $100. I could sell it. How? I write a shtar. The shtar that Reuven owes me, I'm selling to Shimon. I give Shimon that paper and the second paper and the ksiva b'mesira as a way that is called mechira shtoris. So Reuven owes me $100. I go to Shimon and I say, but Reuven owes me money. Here is the shtar that Reuven owes. This is Gavin money. I'm writing a shtar now. I'm selling it to you, Shimon. Now Shimon, Reuven will owe you the money. And I give it to him. Oisius, Niklas, Beksiva, Vibesira, and I give it over. Zog Tesis and I involve him with Bezim of Basra. Then Mechira Shtoris is the Rabbon. Midereise, Reuven owes me some capital. It doesn't owe Shimon. Midereabonon, Reuven has to pay Shimon. Nafkemine, that if I'm Moichel Reuven, Shimon loses his money. While it's only a mechir mid Rabbono, and the choiv stays by me, ha-moichel shtar lechaveiroi, v'chozar v'mochloi, mochu. I, why mid Rabbono, they don't stop it? We're not learning the sugya mechir ha-shtoros. It's a mechir ha-shtoros, it's one of the hard mechzoyes. But this is the thesis that I involve, the bottom of the involve with Beis and Bobabas. Comes Thesis and asks the following question. I understand. It's the Rabbonon. Why it's the Rabbonon? But it's a Shibut Karkois. Reuven owes me a Shibut Karkois. Karka Niknes Bekesef. Why I can't sell Shimon the Shibut Karkois? This is Thesis and Bobabasra. Sell it, Thesis and Bobabasra. There are copies of it. Thesis and Bobabasra. Look at Thesis and Bobabasra. Two lines. Like Thesis and Bobabasra and Bobabud Beis. Look inside, it's Kedai. Mamish, in the end of the page, and I involve Bobabud Beis. Vim Toymar. Amaylo ikonim edari raise. Gam Shibud HaKarkoes HaKsuvu Boi. Do karka niknes bekeset b'shtar v'chazoke. Ve'afilu b'loi mesir ha'shtar choyv. And he even doesn't have to give over the paper. Now, what thesis means that val mechiras karkoes midari raise, he can sell. What is the shaykhus? Reuven owes me money. Now I want him, instead of paying me some capital, paying Shimon. There's no way to do it, only with the Rabbola. The thesis is why midari raise you can sell it. What I will sell, Shalom, what I will sell midari raise? What do I will sell the Shibut? Karka niknes bekesef, what I will sell it? And if I will tell Shimon, what I'm telling Shimon? I'm selling you what? If Reuven doesn't have to give me his land, he owes me money. I could collect the money from the karka. Like they says, I want to sell that to Shimon Midrei Reise, Bikinyan Kesef. What is Bikinyan Kesef? What I will sell Shimon Bikinyan Kesef? The schus that I have in the karka, but how Shimon will go to collect it? When I sell a choyf to Shimon, Shimon has the right to sue Reuven. Now you owe me. Now you owe me. Right? This is what he could sue it. So Taisa, no, don't sell it with the Rabbanon. Make a Kinyan Kesef and the Shibu. So obviously, Taisa means to say, Taisa explains it, Beger explains it in Bobe Basra, that I will sell the shibud, not only the shibud. Duch the shibud and the karka, I could sell the choiv with the shibud. Like Bochbel said, in the shtar lig the choiv, and the shibud lig the choiv, and I will sell him the shibud with the choiv. This is what Thesis meant. While I could sell the karka, I will sell the karka with the shibud. I will sell him the rights that we have in the karka with the choyv, and like this the mechira will work. It needs noch a hesber, but it will be short. And for Taisus. Now look at Taisus inside, what is that? Let's look at this. Yeshloimar, the kmoisha eino yochele hagdish, kevin shakarkoes eino birshusoi, kach eino yochele haknoisoi. Vali can be magdishet, so he can't sell it to his friend. Till here I don't have a problem. Why he can't be magdishet? Why he can't be magdishet? Why he can't sell it to his friend? So I will understand, because Shivud is here. But he doesn't say that. Look at this inside what he says. Ked amrinen bekol sho. And I Gemara state that the Malve can't be magdishet. So while we learn an argument that the Malve can't be magdishet, so b'meile he doesn't have a kasha. Frank Dictois, I don't understand. And our sugya, the Malve is magdish the shibud, but he's selling the tomorrow, the land. What we learn now, the Firashi? What are you selling in our sugya? What Yenem owes him, or to sell the karka when eventually it'll be mine? Rashi spoke out clearly. Not the choyv. I'm selling the piece. Tomorrow it's mine. I want to sell it. So I told him, tomorrow it's yours. Abai says, eventually the mafreya it's mine. Taisus didn't mean to sell the karka. Taisus meant to sell the shibud that the other person will have a right to collect it. So Taisus, you can't sell that shibud. Why you can't sell that shibud? So if Taisus will say you can't sell it, I hear. We said, Taisus holds you can't sell choyv, choyv is here. Can I amrin in the perikol show? Zog the ktsois state in Taisus that he learned the sugya the loy kerashi. Not that he was magdish the piece. He was magdish the whole choyv. The whole shibud he was magdish. He was magdish the whole shibud, the whole chayv was magdish. Now we have to know why. I want to explain. The davar kosher here is the hasbara and thesis is very sure. But first, what we have is Rashi felt that he has to speak out. Don't have a mistake. The guy is not magdish the choyv. He's only magdish the piece. Taisus Mishum Ma learned the guy was magdish, not only the piece. He was magdish the whole shibud. He was magdish the whole shibud. Ki ilu state in Taisus that if the pshat would be like Rashi, for sure it's not kodesh. Even Chove will be moided that it's not Kodesh. Mishum HaTesis understands that in our sugya he was Magdish also the Shibud. Also the Choyv. So, Zogdik Tzoyis, I don't understand. So why he has to bring a Raya, Kedah Amrinen? The Gemara says he also can't sell it. So it's a Mefurshe Gemara that he can't sell it. So he says, you know why he can't sell it? Because he can't be Magdish. Kedah Amrinen Torah Kulshor. And Kolshor stated you can't sell it. So why to bring a raya like this? So today says, you know why you can't sell it? Because you can't magdish it. Can I only build Kolshor? So who are then you can't sell it? The Gemara said you also can't sell it. So we have here a machlekes. And maybe we need to understand the oimik of the machlekes. That Rashi Mishuma was miming the sugya. That we're talking about the dry piece. I'm not giving English, nothing when someone owes me. Eventually the karka will be mine, I'm trying to be magdish. Abai holds it works, Rova holds that it doesn't work. That is the sugya. This is Mishuma. If you look at the Gil Nashas, they learn that our sugya now, the peace, maybe even Abai holds, we don't say Lemafra or Goyve. We're talking about that he was magdish, the shibu, the schus in the karka. When I'm owned, and even that is not chal. And even that is not chal. The Meila Zog says there's no way to skip it to make Mechira Shtoris. Rav Abaye holds it's chal because I'm afraid the whole thing is his. But if you rob it, it's not, but in Luyat Tzuyer, it will be only the piece, but we don't know why. But this is the way Kilo Tesis had, and it's a Andere Hezber and Argimore. A Andere Hezber and Argimore. One more little Zach. So we have to finish these two Nekudas. How is exactly the Kinyan? And a little bit to understand the Machlekes Rashi, the Tesis and Pshat. This one more little Nekuda. Tomorrow is Friday. I see most of the guys are here, but some guys are missing. Went to the Shul Klolei, they didn't come back. So Rabbi Yehuda states that Nimnu Chaveiro v'Dvar Aloche, v'Lo Nimna Imoe. Nimnu Chaveiro v'Dvar Aloche, v'Lo Nimna Imoe. Hareyu Apikoyres. 20 people decide to be mechazer, and one guy decides he doesn't want to be mechazer. Rabbi Yehuda says Hareyu. Why? People are trying to mechazer, and one guy has his own things, so he shows he doesn't care on the ribayin shaloyo. Yeah, beginning is man, it's a shul klali. Some guys don't come back; they become apikosim. They make me a rifian. Ein loim chelik loyelam ha, but we're not moichel them. What if it's only if you think you get stuck in Yedira, you don't go back? Well, it means that the guy is missing. Such a swing. Eilei chelik lelamava. A guy misses night saver. We don't want him. Eilei chelik lelamava. We don't need people that eilei chelik lelamava here. Nimnu chaveiro l'dvar aloche v'loi nimnu emeim hareyu b'chlal apikoyres. Guy walks in 10:30 in the morning. Hareyu apikoyres. Apikoyres. Why? He makes a rifkin for everyone else. So people, the guys that are missing, the Akpa, the Gmura, where they are. Every one of them is Nishba Seder. But the same thing is Nogel Gabi Fridays. A guy that doesn't come Friday, we don't want him Bichlal and Shir. If he doesn't come Friday, don't come Sunday, please. If someone cannot be here tomorrow, please don't come back Sunday. For sure you don't have a right not in your seats and not in your places. Everyone has a right to take them. I'm serious. It'll be less crowded, it'll be much more gishmak for everyone. It'll be time to speak to learning to everyone. It's such a chifkin when someone doesn't come, he mamish disturbs for everyone else. Such sugyas, such shver sugyas. Can't catch up. Missing. That's Hashem is chabulas. I think everyone has to be a part of it. Everyone has to say. That's the show what I said.